Hey everyone, welcome to the Mindful Chef. Chef Leisha Barnett here today on this beautiful yet chilly afternoon in California. So I was doing some research for one of my other million jobs and something interesting came to mind. And I wanted to bring it here to talk to you guys about it to see what you guys think. So this is a really interactive episode right here. I really need you guys to like hit me up in my email, my inbox, on social media when you see and when you listen, because I'm curious to know what you think. And if, especially if you're someone who is in the field of dietetics or public health or even a medical doctor, because I just wanted to know if I'm onto something, and if I am, how that would change the way that we view nutrition, particularly the way that we eat fruits and vegetables. So there are tons of people who follow different paths and ways of eating. There's just a lot out there, right? So I often talk to folks who will self-regulate their diet and take themselves off of particular fruits and vegetables. And I'm not so concerned with the meat with this particular episode, because so far it only applies to those who are restricting different types of fruits and vegetables. For instance, nightshades. People sometimes say that nightshades will cause them inflammation and other issues within their body, so they avoid those. Well, I was looking at a food and nutrition database. I searched several different types to cross-reference just for personal research and help me with curriculum development. And anytime people ask for personal consultations, I want to have some actual data that's been done by scientists so that I can give them the real. So here's what I noticed. In this data, you'll see that certain nutrients listed for, let's say, tomatoes, it'll say tomatoes have magnesium, potassium, sodium, all these different nutrients of different fruits and vegetables. In many of them, the levels of one particular nutrient is way off the charts higher than another particular nutrient. And that just made me think about the time one of my friends told me that she had to go on a low oxalate diet for like the rest of her life because she had done too much with particular nutrients, the oxalates. And I said, well, I want to know why and how things like this happen. And it made me remember the time that my naturopathic doctor told me to supplement with magnesium, but she gave me a word of caution. She said, well, if you take too much, your body will respond and you might end up in the bathroom or something like that, to that effect, right? And I thought, you know what? Vitamin supplement is a very tricky thing. And I have, over the last few years, experienced conversations with naturopathic doctors, medical doctors, and nutritionists and dietitians about how important it is that we understand the balance of things. Balance is crucial. And when we are out here making these wonderful decisions to consume more fruits and vegetables in order to sustain our health or increase and give ourselves a healthier profile, we often don't realize, or understand how we can throw ourselves off balance without really knowing how or why. For instance, if you consume a lot of spinach, you know you're going to get a lot of particular nutrients in the spinach, but you could really be throwing off the balance of other nutrients because of your overuse of one particular thing, which was the case for my friend who had to go on the low oxalate diet. She was eating raw spinach every day and then experienced issues with their kidneys. And who would think that having your morning smoothie was going to actually cause you to have an illness? So as I'm thinking and I'm looking through I'm wondering if a lot of the issues that people are having are not necessarily rooted in this particular fruit or vegetable bothers me and is causing me distress because it's not good for me, but more so, I'm overloading on one particular vitamin or mineral, and that is what is causing me distress. So, tell me what you think. This is a really short podcast because I want everybody who has ever listened to my podcast hear it, so that we can have an expanded discussion on it. But that was just the thought that came to my mind, because I know that you can throw your body off balance with too much vitamin C, too much iron, too little vitamin D3, and all the calcium and everything else in between. Yeah, you guys can hear the background noise. I'm outside in my happy place where I'm looking at the beautiful green grass. So that is the ambiance you're hearing. So yeah, that was my thought. Just wanted to run it by you guys and see what you think. And if you are someone who has been taken off of a particular type of fruit or vegetable, either by your physician or you made the decision yourself, run that by me. Let me know what you think. And tell me your reason why you did it and what you experienced when you made that choice, because I want to see if there's some correlation between the two and how we can look at utilizing tools and resources like databases that have nutrient information to better understand how our bodies are using these minerals and vitamins and nutrients so that we can be at our top performance and our top health. So you guys have my email, right? ChefLeisha@gmail.com or info@leishabarnett.com. And if you're on Facebook or Insta, you know it's Chef Leisha Lee on Instagram and Chef Leisha Barnett on Facebook. So hit me up, y'all. Let me know. I'm really curious to hear your feedback. Okay, bye.